A first responder community jamboree will be taking place in Brockton this weekend. And joining us this morning with a preview of that is Officer Nicole Anderson and Officer Jason Mosley. Officers, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, 95.9. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. So I understand this event was actually inspired by National Night Out.
Yes, National Night Out was absolutely our inspiration for this event. We definitely support the whole idea of police community partnerships and that neighborhood camaraderie, and we're like, you know what, we got to bring it to the city. Hopefully we'll be able to be affiliated with National Night Out come next year, but for now we're doing our first responder community jamboree.
So there will be a lot of activities for people to take part in for this event.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of things that's going on for the community, so we want to get as many people out to come and enjoy the event with us. There's going to be a face painting station. We have arts and crafts going on. We have a dunk tank with a police officer who's going to be in that so the kids can actually dunk the officer. We have a balloon station. We have a cotton candy station, popcorn, grilling. We're going to be doing hamburgers and hot dogs. It's going to be an amazing event with a great DJ at the Brockton Fairgrounds, 440 Belmont Street, right across the street, the entrance where the Harbor One Bank is. It's on Saturday, starting at 11, ending at 3. We want the community to come out. It's going to be a great time.
And a lot of organizations are taking part.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that's affiliated with this event. We have Brockton City Hall. They're a stakeholder. Brockton Community Schools, the Brockton Fire Department, Mass State Police, the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department, Brewster Ambulance, and that's just to name a few of the stakeholders that are going to be a part of this event and that are part of our event and our partners and sponsors.
So tell me in your own words, why are events like this so important?
It's absolutely important because in 2022, this is the day and age. This is where we're at. Community policing is it. And if we want to be able to build that trust, build that relationship, we have to have events like this so that the community can see us outside of wearing our uniform and understand that we're human just like them and we want to interact and we want to build that relationship.
Now,
what do you think, Jason? Officer Mosley, what do you think?
I think you're right on point.
Okay. So now, I understand this event is going to be open to all Brockton residents, correct?
It's absolutely open to all Brockton residents. Come on by, whether you're young, if you're from the older community, we're accepting everyone. We want everyone to come. Come and join the fun. It's going to be a great time. I've been looking at the weather every single day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day outside, so we're super excited about that. And this is the thing that we've been holding out on because, weather permitting, we actually have the state police. They're going to touch down with one of their air wings, one of their helicopters, just for the kids to see. It's going to be a good time.
All righty. And no registration required or anything like that?
No registration required at all. Just come as you are. It's absolutely free. More the merrier. Come and join the fun.
Alrighty, well, the First Responder Community Jamboree will take place on Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Brockton Fairgrounds. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us, and hopefully we can continue this partnership because we're looking to branch this out and make this an annual thing, so hopefully we'll be seeing you this time next year as well.
Well, thank you. We look forward to that.
Thank you.